Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. This is about forecast for the elections to local authorities in South Britain going ahead today, Thursday the 7th of May. Remember, elections and referenda in the United Kingdom always take place on a Thursday. That's since the 14th of December 1918. Moreover, the local elections in England are always the first Thursday of May. So it's a very complicated system that depending on your local authority, is it a county council? Are you talking about a borough? Is it a unitary authority which combines the two? They can be every fourth year, or you can have a ward with up to three councillors. One person was elected in 2020, another person in 2021, another person in 2022, and then 2023, maybe you had your county election or whatever. Borough elections and county elections can be the same time. If you think it's confusing, yes, it is, very. And even those who work in or stand at these elections are often in the dark themselves. It's thrown into even greater chaos by Angela Rayner when she was Deputy Prime Minister, in her infinite unwisdom, choosing to impose unitary authorities on several counties. For example, Surrey, the boroughs are going to be phased out, and they're going to be is going to be two unitary authorities split into East Surrey and West Surrey. The idea that the whole of Surrey was too big for a single unitary authority. And for example, education services are provided by the county authority, whereas things like bin collection was by the borough, but it's now combined. All right, so what's the overall forecast? 28% for Reform UK, the vote, 18% for the Labour Party. So the governing party, I'm saying they're going to be pushed into a shocking fourth place. The Conservative Unionist Party, I'm predicting 22%, the Liberal Democrats, 15%, and the Green Party, 19%. So a tremendous result for the Greens, and probably they're their best ever. So, I mean, that is the big takeaway, that Reform United Kingdom to be the biggest single party by quite some way. The Conservative Party to get back into second position, pretty good for them after that terrible defeat of 2024, not even 2 years later, almost recovered their vote share up to 24%. And the Green Party, yeah, splendid for a result for them. Reform UK, more or less what they expected to be. I mean, obviously, a year ahead, they were even further ahead, a year ago, even further ahead in the polls, up to about 35%. Labour Party, a truly abysmal result for them, maybe their worst ever. So, pushed, were the biggest party in local government not long ago, pushed into third place, maybe even fourth place. Remember, not everywhere in South Britain has this. Some counties, some boroughs don't have it this year. And it's unwise to extrapolate from the results to now to try and say that would cover the whole of England, because it depends what we're talking about. Because, the counties that are up are maybe unusually favourable to the Liberal Democrats or unusually favourable to the Conservatives or something like that. Yeah. So there we go. But then it comes down to the local authorities. And remember, the Greens didn't have control of any local authorities till recently. I mean, Oxford, way back in the 90s, was a relatively strong area for them. Out of 50 councillors on Oxford City Council, they had five at one stage, which, considering how miniature the Green Party was, that was a pretty good result. We know that London is quite strong for them. They had people in the London Assembly for almost 20 years, usually just one of is it 25 Assembly members. Look at the 2019 general election. The Green Party polled 4% across the United Kingdom, but in London it was 8%. And where the Greens were strongest is when it was least green, literally, as in metropolises. Where it was physically green, as in the countryside, they tend to be very weak because appeal to young graduates, far left people, those who use public transport, those who are anti-car. Being anti-car doesn't work in the countryside when public transport is just unviable. I lived in a village in Yorkshire once with two buses a day, and so on. All right. There's something about being in the countryside that makes people traditional and a bit less receptive to the latest ideas, whereas cities tends to be the opposite, more into collectivism. Think global, act local. That was the Green slogan. And I knew their leader years ago, Mike Wooden, alas and alack, summoned to his reward in 2004 from lung cancer, even though he never smoked. Reform is probably going to gain some of outer London, particularly in the east. And some places that were, these Rust Belt towns that were Labour held in Northern England, in the English West Midlands and East Midlands. They're strongest near the East Coast, the left behind towns, formerly UKIP territory, doing pretty well in Suffolk and indeed Norfolk. But surprisingly, some of these counties have a bit of a green presence as well. and Essex. So East Anglia, one of the most conservative regions of the country. So I reckon they're going to gain about 1,300 councillors. So the Labour Party is going to suffer truly horrific losses, which is why the pressure on Sir Keir Starmer to name a departure date is going to be almost irresistible. But obviously, he's the gift that keeps on giving from the point of view of his opponents, because he's so terribly unpopular, he drags the party down. Only Pat McFadden believes in him. Shows how purblind he is with that. His flat voice, his adenoidal delivery. Wow. To think Barris is meant to be charismatic and command the courtroom, but maybe he was more of a black letter lawyer. So Labour is going to lose some cities in Northern England, particularly lose vote share to the Greens. So a lot of disaffection with Labour will translate to support for the Greens, fascinatingly, to almost none defecting to the Liberal Democrats. So the Green is the leftist conscience. And so, yeah, the far left's doing quite well. Your party's going to have a bit of a showing in London. Camden, the most left-wing borough in London. Jeremy Corbyn's bailiwick, also Diane Abbott's stomping ground. But Comrade Abbott is still a member of the Jeffrey Epstein party, Labour. So in proletarian constituencies, Labour will lose some places to Reform UK. Notice Labour's not the party of the working class. It's the party of those who refuse to work, who want to exploit the proletariat and make them pay for the whatever. The commentariat or whatever, the precariat, the parasitical class. So Labour is going to lose a hold of Wigan in Lancashire, a Barnsley in Yorkshire, Sunderland in North East England, and so forth. Some of these councils have held for decades. So I predict they're going to lose about 1,900 councillors. If they lose anything less than 1,500, that's a success for them. I mean, it's about damage limitation. If they lose more than 2,000, then it's just even worse than I thought. That is absolute meltdown territory. Remember, the Tories had really bad local election results about 1995, became the third party of local government. You know, Labour was the biggest, then the Liberal Democrats, then the Conservatives. It took the Tories about 5 years to recover. All right, so the Conservatives are not doing that well. And so they may lose some suburban and countryside areas to Reform UK. They'll hold some of the wealthier areas of southern England, but probably their declension in cities will continue. They're losing to, you know, to the Greens and to Reform UK, maybe even the Liberal Democrats. Yeah, because it's just not terribly exciting. Yeah, they won't lose that much because they're at such a low ebb. There's not that much left to lose. And these were seats sometimes contested in 2022 when the Conservatives were beginning to become unpopular, you know, with the last days of Boris Johnson. Okay, so the Liberal Democrats, they might make small gains, particularly in the home counties, other parts of rural southern England. Some tactical anti-Conservative voting, Lib Dems the best place to get rid of, to keep Reform UK out, to get rid of Labour, something like that. There might be some no-oral control. So, I mean, increase some number of councillors by, like, say, 100 or something. I'm not sure they gain any authorities. So the Greens are going to make a major breakthrough and probably win several boroughs in London. I reckon, you know, end up running about 10 boroughs in London, consolidated control over Bristol, do very well in Brighton and Hove around there, the unofficial gay capital of the UK, anywhere that's university dominated, maybe even Liverpool with its three universities. So in London, they'll do particularly well in Hackney, always known to be a far left area. In Lewisham, which is again a very left wing area, had a Lib Dem MP, Simon Hughes, years ago. Islington, near Jeremy Corbyn's seat, but they'll face a bit of a challenge from your party. I mean, the one thing is, your party will prove it to be something of a damp squib. You know, your party, that might get sort of 3% nationally, and they'll be very localised. And Lambeth. So that's a very left-wing borough, about 50 councillors. They had about 45 Labour last time. So they might even take control of Lambeth. I don't quite see it myself. I reckon Lambeth's going to be set down to about sort of 30 Labour councillors, 20 Greens, and the hands, the rest full of Liberal Democrats mostly. Okay, so where Labour, so as I said, where's Labour's going to lose? Birmingham was a city of sort of strength for Labour. They won it back a few years ago. And the Conservatives had a considerable presence in Birmingham. You know, there was a mayor of the West Midlands, and he was a Conservative talk to last time. Having said that, the West Midlands was not just Birmingham, took in some of the dormitory towns around it. Birmingham itself was quite Labour, is the area outside it was the Conservative fairly strong. Okay, so yeah, we see where Reform wants to do well in the Black Country, which I think they will, around the Kent coast, and that's where Farage lives. We'll see what's going to happen. Okay, so Liberal Democrats doing well in highly educated commuter belt towns. just outside London, because education correlates very strongly with being more likely to vote Liberal Democrat. Let's say chance you voted a Liberal Democrat last time was sort of about 13%. But if you had a PhD, it's about 26%. Only trouble for the Lib Dems, only 2% of people got a PhD, and so forth. Whereas if you've got no GCSEs, the chance you voted for the Lib Dems wasn't 14%, it's about 4%. But that's also a communications failure. They don't explain their policies well. All right. So five-party politics is what's coming in. In Surrey, what do I think is going to happen? Surrey West. Wow, that's fascinating. So I think probably no overall control. About 20 Conservatives, 10 Reform UK, 10 Liberal Democrats, 5 Green, 5 Labour. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. And then let me see, predicting in Adlaston, 30% for Reform UK, 25% for Conservative, and 10% Labour, 10% Green, 15% Liberal Democrat. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Toodaloo. Bye-bye.